Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
It's been reported this afternoon that five men have been formally accused by a military tribunal in Lebanon of killing peacekeeper Sean Rooney and seriously injuring trooper Shane Carney last December when they served with the Defence Forces. For more on this, I'm joined by journalist Hannah McCarthy, a Beirut-based journalist. Hannah, you're very welcome to the programme. It's been widely reported this afternoon. Reuters citing a Lebanese judicial source saying that all five are members of the Hezbollah militia. What are you hearing? Does that chime with what you're hearing there?
Yeah, sure. So the military court in Beirut began an investigation of seven people in January. Of those seven people, they've decided to indict five people. That means that they have found that there's enough evidence for them to go towards trial. And again, what is interesting is that Hezbollah had previously denied involvement in this attack. They said it was an unintentional incident. It was just, you know, a bad accident. And what we kind of are seeing in a report from the military court today is references to surveillance camera footage that shows armed men surrounding the vehicle, people walking, that they were talking on walkie-talkies and saying, "We are from Hezbollah," mm-hmm. which would suggest a lot more premeditation than Hezbollah have previously admitted.
Remind us, Hannah, of the tragic events that led to Private Rooney's life being taken and the injury as well, the serious injuries to Shane Carney.
Sure. So, you know, it was a very routine trip for two UN vehicles carrying eight Irish soldiers. They were on a trip to Beirut Airport, which happens fairly regularly. The vehicle that Sean Rooney was travelling in took a wrong turn, and it went off the main highway that, you know, they would normally stick to in this part of South Lebanon, which is controlled by Hezbollah. And so they ended up in a village where they wouldn't normally be seen. According to reports, they were followed for some time and then surrounded by armed men, according to what we know. And then tragically, after a gun attack, Sean Rooney was pretty much instantly killed and Shane Carney was seriously injured.
And five people now, you're telling us, indicted in because of these crimes. Are they all in custody, Hannah?
No, and I think that's the really important thing for kind of listeners to pay attention to is that, look, there's a lot of kind of, you know, legal movements, you know, in terms of the legal process moving forward. But in reality, you know, the position is the same as it was in December. There was one person in custody. In January, when the charges were brought, there was one person in custody. And there doesn't seem to be any movement on further arrests. And I think as the time, you know, progresses, that's less and less likely. So, it's disappointing from that point of view that there is only one person who's going to face a trial in person.
Well, we know who that person is. He's named as Mohammed Ayad. Is that it? Do we know anything else about him?
So he's previously been described as a supporter of Hezbollah. We don't yet know fully whether, you know, he was one of the people who were saying we're from Hezbollah or not. But I think Hezbollah, what they've tried to say is he's a supporter rather than one of their, you know, a militant member of their organization. But we don't necessarily have full details yet on his level of involvement in Hezbollah.
And you say they were indicted, they were charged with voluntary homicide, is that right, and criminal conspiracy. When will the trial take place?
Again, it's always very hard to know how these things will progress in Beirut. The military court is not a particularly transparent organisation. It is not a normal functioning court. It is part of the military. And as a result, it's not kind of, there's no requirement on it to produce public statements or reports on what it does.
Mm-hmm. Finally, I believe the death penalty is open to the court. Is that right? But it hasn't been used very much in recent years.
In theory and under the kind of literal wording of the Lebanese Penal Code, those who are convicted of voluntary homicide and criminal conspiracy could face the death penalty. In reality, that's very unlikely to happen. The death penalty hasn't been carried out in Lebanon since 2004. And in practice, according to lawyers I've spoken with who work at the military court, they'll be given a life imprisonment if they are found guilty.
Okay. Before I let you go, any reaction from the Irish government or the defence forces here, Hannah?
They have responded with kind of some very kind of general commentary. There's obviously other investigations which are still underway, including the one being led by An Garda Síochána Síochána, and there's also a UN investigation. So they're cautious about issuing any kind of comments while those investigations are ongoing.
Okay, Hannah McCarthy, journalist in Beirut. Thank you very much indeed for the update.